greeting, everybody. This is a test of KC3 CDV's audio boo-boo. We want to see if this thing works. If it does, great. If it doesn't, well, then I'm not using the platform. Simple as that. What have I been doing lately? Amateur radio. Looking into joining certain organizations, mainly Aries. If you guys haven't listened to any of my audio tweet thingies before, I also have worked very heavily with Skywarn. And Skywarn's just a very awesome organization. You don't have to be an amateur operator to get involved in Skywarn. You do, however, if you want to join Aries, the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, you kind of do have to be an amateur radio operator to join the Amateur Radio Emergency Service. So, I'm looking into joining Aries. Skywarn's been going great. I also have been recording a lot more music lately. I have restored one of my basses that I bought. I bought a bass, I think it was last year. And it was from a company called SX. And I believe they're out in Spain and they have factories in China. And this bass, it's a custom designed, hand-built bass. Very beautiful. I mean, I guess it looks fantastically amazing. I guess it looks like a Fender. Fender's always looked amazing, I guess. But it plays amazingly well. Let's see, what else have I been doing? I have been helping certain individuals with audio. Those people who actually deserve my help. I have actually been deleting people from my Skype list and Facebook, so, and probably Twitter too. So if anybody comes across this and they wonder why they're not on my Twitter or on my Facebook or on my Skype, it's not because I hate you or I don't like you. It's simple. I just don't want to associate with you on that particular platform. I had a person last night that wrote me on Twitter. They said, why'd you delete me on Skype? You pissed off at me. I said, no. I said, I'm not. I said, every time I talk to you, it's the same thing over and over and over. There's no intellectual conversations there. And they were fine with it. And I said, I'm keeping you on Skype and Twitter and Facebook, though, because I don't mind you as a person. I don't mind you as an individual, but I don't want to talk to you on Skype. Simple as that. And if any of you guys have a problem with that, well, too bad. Go find a crybaby pedal. Call up Dunlop, say, hey, KC3CDV has insulted me, and he's recommending me to order the Crybaby Wah pedal, because apparently he says, I cry like the Crybaby Wah pedal when Jimi Hendrix steps on it. So, there you go. And if you don't find that funny, well, you got to go look up a Crybaby Wah pedal, and if you don't find it funny afterwards, you really need your head examined, because when you're being called a crybaby, and you're being recommended the Crybaby Wah pedal, okay? And you're too thick to figure out what I have just inferred. That means you're pretty damn dumb. All right. Well, let's see. That was enough ranting and raving for one day. I probably scared off all my viewers and all my audio boo-boo people. Well, that's just too bad. I hardly use this service anyway. And I'm probably going to go out with a bang. Okay, and probably offend every single person on here. And I have one thing to say to you people who get offended. Learn that life isn't all about you. Okay, it's plain and simple. Here's the thing. I'll associate with you, but you may not be on my Skype or you may not be on such and such a social network. There's a reason why I may not hate you. I may not just want to associate with you. If you can't tell the difference, too bad. Get a Crybaby Wah pedal, call up Jim Dunlop, and he'll get you set up and tell him that James Clark, KC3CDV, says that he recommends a Crybaby Wah pedal for you and because you fit the mold. All right, well, this is KC3CDV saying 73.